Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Jenny, where are you? I can't see you. I can't see you, Jenny.
You're blindfolded?
I'm blind, Jenny.
我们今天要讲的呢，就是这两年在国内真的特别火的一个东西。这个东西我之前很不 get，但是做这期节目做了一些 research， 我现在渐渐 get 它的。它的 appeal， 它的吸引力。
Right, yeah. So we have recently done a lesson on this.
是我们会员课程最近做过。
On this very popular trend, this craze called the blind box.
盲盒。
Right. And so, yeah, Jenny and I think officially can start calling ourselves experts on the subject, even though I have never...purchased one.
哎，我自己也没有买过，但是
we were given one.
对，我收到过一个礼物，就是我们在新冠之前最后一次的 travel 回国办那个用户见面会，我们一位特别可爱的用户 Vicky 送给我们盲盒。
Right.
那个里面一个很可爱的小男生，一个小娃娃。
Right.
后来我送给我小儿子，他非常喜欢，他放在他床头。
Oh, cool. So actually, I do remember at that time, Vicky explaining what this was, but I don't remember what word she used. Because when we say blind box, this is obviously just a direct translation.
对，就是如果你跟一个 random native speaker, 他对盲盒没有任何理解的，他不知道什么是 blind box.
Right,
是吧？
Right.
因为这个 craze, 这股风这个潮流还没有席卷北美。所以其实跟 native speaker 形容这个东西的时候 maybe we can use a different term like a mystery box.
Well, so that was another phrase that was used in some Asian newspaper at some point. Sounds nice. You just don't know what's inside.
但这个 blind box 盲盒啊，我觉得 it kind of has a nice ring to it. Both starts with B, right? Blind box.
It makes me think about this is something that you would put on your head so you can't see. All right, like put the blind box on your little brother and push him around the room.
Well, it actually reminded me of blind dating or blind date.
Blind date box.
就是相亲啊或什么你不认识对方之前是别人 set you guys up. 这是一个 blind date, 对不对？好好扯远了，我们还是回到盲盒 blind box. 前面也讲了它现在 it's a very popular trend, which we can also use craze 来形容，就是 crazy 嘛，让大家很疯狂。这个东西，这件事就是一个 craze， 对啊，一个名词。那我们要怎么讲说它这两年真的很火？用动词来。
Okay, so we often don't just use a verb by itself. We will often use phrasal verbs. We native speakers love to use phrasal verbs.
就是动词短语。
Right. So for example, caught on. Let's say something catches on or will catch on.
对，那可以说 blind boxes have really caught on.
Yeah, really caught on. Or we can always talk about these in waves, right? There's usually like a wave where things begin to become very popular. And I think this was a couple of years ago, right? Or a year ago. But then it dies off a little bit and then it really takes off.
Take off, 就像飞机起飞。所以我们也用 take off 常常来形容这种潮流。
Right. So catch on is more about another phrase we use is gain traction.
Like 火起来了。It's like
starts,
the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, beginning. 然后 taking off, taken off 就是加速的火。
That was a good impression. That's exactly what a plane sounds like.
没有，然后最后 maybe it will take the world by storm.
Maybe we will take the world by storm. Yes, so take the world by storm.Really just means become famous all over the world.
对，就不只是在中国很火。现在在温哥华也有一些盲盒啊，就是比较大的华人的商场。
Right.
看到过，对。好，哎，讲到商场，其实你去买这些盲盒都是从一个那个贩卖机嘛，自动贩卖机买的。
Yes, so a lot of them can be bought in vending machines.
就 Pop Mart 是 Molly 的那个盲盒那个牌子，对吧？所以Vending machine, 我们都知道是一个机器。
Right.
Vending 其实就是 to sell, right?
Yeah.
you know, traditional conventional vending machines, 就是卖饮料啊。
Right, and soda.
Soda 这些东西啊。但谁想到他还能卖给你小玩具。
Right. Well, I remember a lot of vending machines in China. They would sell pretty much everything.
这倒是
Or vending machines at the airport would sell, you know, SIM cards and...
对,我们中国 vending machine 比北美好多了。
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. We just have Coca-Cola. Beyond that...
Water.
Water, yeah. Which is owned by Coca-Cola.
We did come across a pretty new term when we were researching this topic.
Yeah, because we have...done many shows about unmanned stores.
Oh, 无人店 which is also a craze that was, you know, catching on
right.
a few years ago.
Right.
但后来我觉得无人店里面都有人。
Right, yeah, because there's always, you know, like, oh, how do I do this? Or how do
yeah,
I do that?
Yeah, you need help, right? 但他那个 unmanned, 无人可能就是人会少。他的那个需要雇用的人会少。
Right, 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 right. Now, the phrase that we came across was RoboShop.
这个 Robo 就是 Robot.
Robot,
机器人。但我们这里不是说 Robot Shop, 两个词。
You buy a robot at the shop.
我们是去掉那个 T, 然后把它变成一个词 RoboShop.
Right. Right. There was a very famous movie when I was a kid called RoboCop.
对对。
Where the cop is a robot.
什么机械战警。
Right, so RoboShop is the next logical step. So how is this any different than unmanned stores? I think it's really just what is being sold.
对。RoboShop 反正就听起来那卖的东西可能更酷一点。然后很多 unmanned shops in China, they're mostly convenience stores.
Right.
便利店。Which are really important. I need to get my, you know, 茶叶蛋蓝包子 from them. 好，那既然讲到 what they sell, what's being sold here, let's look at 这个 blind box 里面究竟是个什么东西，为什么让那么多的人都 going crazy over it.
Okay, so back to the blind boxes that we received, inside were figurines.
对，就 figurines. Figurine 是什么呢？
Well, figure is like if I say, ooh, like Jenny really has been watching her figure, or she has a nice figure. That means a nice body.
身材。
Right. So a figurine is basically a toy that has a body.
就像一个小娃娃。
Right, 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 right. Because you can imagine not all toys have human bodies.
对对对、
right?
比如一个玩具汽车什么就没有一个 body.
Right.
那这个和 a doll 有什么 D-O-L-L 娃娃那个有什么
That is a great question. Usually the figurines are hard material, like plastic.
是吧对有些是布娃娃。那种是软的
Right
而且我觉得另外一个区别是 figurines 都通常比较小
Right, 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 right
比如什么 Avengers figurines 它周边的那种里面人物啊做出来这些就它不是一个小朋友抱着的娃娃 Or
right.
not even a Barbie, right?
Well, so again, so like when people talk about Barbie in English they often say Barbie doll But clearly, Barbie is not a doll, right? It's a figurine. It's a full thing. It comes with lots of clothes and blah, blah, blah. Problem is this een, this word makes it sound like it's for girls. So when you talk about Avengers and Iron Man, you know, that's for boys. So when I was a kid, we had not figurines, but action figures.
Oh, okay. So, 男生这种什么打来打去的这种小小玩具玩偶叫 action figures.
Right, right.
对，因为通常他们都是一些动作片里面的
right.
and they're doing some kind of action.
That's right.
right.
Yeah, it's always shooting or.
但是在国内最火的这个盲盒 figurine 这个小娃娃，她是一个女生嘛？她叫 Molly.
Molly.
Molly 是一个好可爱的名字。
Yeah, I was really surprised because people were explaining Molly to me, and then I had to go do some research, and I found all this information about Molly, and more specifically, pictures of Molly.
然后 Adam 跟我说，为什么他这么生气
？Always just pouting.
Why does she look so upset all the time?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's her appeal. 我觉得这就是她的那个魅力啊。Pouting, 我们现在讲讲，他那个嘴，他不是一个 smiley 嘴唇，他、
right.
那个嘴唇是 going downwards.
Right, right.
就是撅嘴生气，对吧 ？Pouting.
Right. I mean, I guess it could be kind of 撒娇 sort of, I want this, meow. It could be, but it doesn't really look like that. It just looks like she's angry.
不是，这是她的 trademark, 这是她的特色啦。
Right.
我们不是还在 Pop Mart 网站上面读毛利设计师写的毛利的个性吗？她说毛利是一个很 stubborn 的小女孩，就比较顽固，对。
Okay.
所以我觉得 that makes sense.
Yeah, winning personality.
就很有特色的个性啊。她也很 cute, 因为毛利就有很多不同的衣服啊装扮啊什么、That's why I think Blind Box has so much appeal because you want to get different versions of figurine.
Right. I had a girlfriend when I was in grade 5.
What? Who, yeah. 5年级就教女
人? Yeah, we don't study as hard as you guys do.
那你也太早恋了吧? Okay.
But she had so many Barbie dolls. Like she had a massive collection of Barbies. Like every Barbie. You know, at one point you sort of look at it and you think, what is the value of this collection?
他这个 collection 收藏的价值
Because they're all the same. They're all exactly the same. Just Barbie has, you know, like Dr. Barbie, Astronaut Barbie, Soldier Barbie.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. 就是不 get mom 和不 get Molly 的人就会说 Now they're adults.就是很多成年人在买盲盒嘛。
Right.
然后很多不理解的人就会说 Yes, the same question. What's the value of this collection?
Right.
Why are you spending so much money on this thing? 但是对于喜欢它的人来说这个就很有价值啊。It's priceless, 是无价的。
Right, and I think the one big difference with those Barbies is that, like, Barbie really only had one design.Like, I know these ones, the design is really, really cool, and they are different.
对。
Whereas, again, it's the same Barbie, just with different clothes.
我跟你讲，我最近很想买 Barbie, 是因为我看到就是有不同 fashion designer, and they've been doing this for years. 合作的 Barbie 就是比如她穿了一个某某时装设计师的衣服啊，我就很想买。
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
但是都卖完了、所以这东西还是很有市场你知道吗、
right.
当然盲盒 is not restricted to these figurines、to Molly and Molly's friends、
right.
现在的盲盒有各种各样的东西、
right.
You can put anything in a blind box.
Can we put one of our shows in?
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Probably. I mean, you can get a photo that can add an audio file to it, right? Just add a photo of you and I. Hey, guys!
现在其实美妆的盲盒也很火啊，就 cosmetics and makeup.
Makes sense.
对，那 really the sky is the limit.
Sky's the limit, guys. Put whatever you want in them.
因为这个它还是 tapping to some deep desire, like curiosity in people. 我知道它大概是个什么，但我不知道 actually precisely what I will be getting. Right.
Yeah, I mean, some people, that's life. That is exactly what life is. We mentioned in the lesson, the relationship to the movie Forrest Gump.
对，就像阿甘正传阿甘说的 life is like a box of chocolates.
Jenny.
对，里面有个 Jenny.
Jenny.
You never know what you're
going to get. Never know what you're going to get. Yeah, so that's really cool for a lot of people. For other people, that is terrifying. There is nothing more terrifying than giving more uncertainty to life.
是是。好，我们今天节目最后说一下就是收藏好吧，因为对很多朋友来说盲盒是一个 big hobby, 而且是一个 collection.
Right, right. So collection, of course, is the noun. The verb here is to collect, and often with figurines or toys or collections like this, the companies really try to push the message, gotta collect them all.
The whole thing. The
gotta
whole
collect
thing.
The whole thing. Yeah, there's only value if you get all of them. And then, of course, you know, let's say there's 13, 12 of them are really easy to get, and then one of them is super hard to get.
所以我们另外有一个词啊，叫收藏癖。就癖好，有那洁癖啊，什么什么。
Yeah, so this is maybe going a bit further.
有点compulsion 是吧
？Yeah, so you think about there's a lot of TV shows now in America where people just like keep newspapers. Or, you know, like boxes. They're just things that they've had for 30 years because, I'm going to need this one day.
就什么东西都不舍得。
Right, so we call those people hoarders.
Hoarders, H-O-A-R-D-E-R-S. H-O-A-R-D-E-R、
mm, right.
但是 hoarder 就是很 negative
yes,
like
yes.
it's a, 可能是一个 disorder 是不是
Yes, well, so it's either a disorder or the only other way we use hoard is to hold on to something valuable、oh, and not share it with people
对对 就像疫情一开始的时候 many people were hoarding toilet paper、
right.
这种东西
Right,、
嗯、
right, right,
right. 好那今天节目最后要说一下因为确实收藏盲盒 collecting blind boxes could be very addictive、
mm.
很上瘾的啊
Right
就有些人说哎呀我这真的是中毒啦上瘾啦掉陷进去了
、mm, Yeah, that's right. So it could be a very expensive time in your life if you're not careful.
对对所以英文其实有一个说法叫 I went down the rabbit hole.、
Mm, yes. I mean, usually we use this when we're talking about gathering information.、
Mm.
Like the more information that you get,
the more you want to know.
Yeah, and the more likely you are to go into like interesting places to find that information.、but yeah, it could apply here too. The more you buy, the more you want to buy.、
I'm down the rabbit hole with blind boxes.
Right, yeah. Jenny, we need to have an intervention.
Yeah, 然后还有一些人是比较贬义的说、啊、这个简直就是收智商税、
啊、
就这两年收智商税其实也是常看到的一个说法、啊 mm. 英文可以叫什么 intellectual tax 吗
Well, so I have、one of my favorite hosts, my favorite radio host, YouTube host. He always uses the phrase stupid tax. It's very direct. But he's usually not talking about buying figurines. Unless you would be like using your credit card to just buy, and you really can't afford them. He's usually talking about bigger mistakes. That is when you pay a stupid tax.
就我觉得有点对和中文那个智商税很对应。好那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道我们听众里面有没有很喜欢盲盒的朋友啊你盲盒对你来说这个吸引力魅力到底是什么
Right, we are dying to know、Vicky, if you're listening、
mm.
We're dying to know what,
Are you still into blind boxes?
Yeah. Are you much further down the rabbit hole at this point?
是 How come and let us know Thank you for listening We'll see you
right,
next
bye
time
Bye for now